is a shovely bubbly gobbly goop.
Start the cast for a bar. Doodly de boodly do. Say what?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That was a good start.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Came in hot. Coming in hot. Hey, bring it on.
Thought. I don't know.
Come on, guys. What a hello and welcome everybody to another episode of yes, excuse me, Garcon. I'll have the old plain hot dog.
And put some stank on it.
Episode of How Sad Is the Podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know how that worked out, but I wanted to do that.
I like it.
So bad.
Yeah.
It's me, Jacob Alan Kuban.
Mm-hmm.
And with me, as always, is the one, the only, knee underwear taker.
It's me, Casey, Polly Wanna Cracker. Hey, maybe we should stop feeding white people to birds.
Hey.
Hot dogging it.
He said it first.
Oh, what if I would have caught that?
That would have been fucking
great. End of the episode, guys.
Do you remember that time that you threw your phone at the couch and I snagged it out of the air?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was,
that was
cool.
A pretty good one.
Yeah.
That sucks that I remember that better than like some of my childhood.
Yeah. When my mom said she was proud of me.
Yeah.
Just that one time I caught a phone real quick.
Yeah, and I looked at Casey and he saw that I did it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. We don't even need to say anything else.
Nope.
But
that's
I did.
All the approval I need.
Yeah. In your bra.
Caught it right in my bra. First time wearing a bra, too, so shout out to that. Yes, sir.
Girls are perking up.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Mine are fucking sagging out. Sweaty.
Yeah.
Hogs.
Yeah.
Right now. Just fucking buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. Everything buttermilk.
Yeah. You know old buttermilk. Yeah.
That's dumb.
Drank everything buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. Blood.
That's what babies say to each other.
Yeah.
With like when moms that have bad taste in tit juice.
Mm-hmm. She's a good mom, buttermilk.
Buttermilk, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean old buttermilk over there?
Yeah. I heard his mom's a total buttermilk. Yeah.
She was great with the umbilical cord, but buttermilk.
Mm-mm.
Tastes sour. Like it's gone bad. All right. No.
Yeah.
Wrong. All right.
Kicking my ass.
That's better.
Steven!
Man.
Oh, you want me to get into it?
Sure, I guess. Okay. I'm trying to think I'm trying to think of something here. I got nothing, I don't think.
I got a story. This will be about 3 weeks ago, I think.
All right.
When this airs? Three, 4 weeks ago? I don't know. Anyway, I think it was like a Wednesday. Sitting at work, just loving life, you know?
Yeah.
And, my eyes have been like super dry this year. I don't know why. It's been fucking annoying as shit. So like one of my right eye was itchy. So I was like itching my eye, and then it felt like I had something in it. And then like, but like I was like kind of like digging around and shit. Like, and I couldn't feel it. Like it felt like there was something there, but like I couldn't get anything.
Okay.
So then that went away, and I'm sitting there, and then I start getting like one of those like floaties, you know, in your eye, and it was just it was there. I was like, oh, this will go away. But then like it was there for like a minute and it wasn't going away. And it looked like someone was like holding up like a diamond.
Hmm.
And it was kind of like, it was like refracted
light.
Yes. In the corner of my eye. And it looked like it was spinning too. And I was like, this is what the fuck's going on. Like something's got to be in my eye. And I was like, it'll go away. And then it wasn't going away. And it was getting like bigger and bigger, and I was like, "Am I having a stroke,
dude? I don't like this."
Yeah, so I was like, I know if they say if you're having a stroke you can't smile, so I was like doing that like the smile thing, and then I was like,
"Wait, what?"
Yeah, they say like Because like
to see if you actually are having a stroke, yeah. You got to try to smile.
Yeah, because like because
oh, yeah, because yeah, your muscles.
Yeah, one of your face will start, one of the sides of your face will start drooping. So I did that.
So you then, smiled for the first time.
Yeah,
in 6 years.
Yes, and just at work too. Everyone's like, he must love his job. He's always just a smile on his face. Yeah,
they were about to give me a raise because they felt bad for me. Nope.
I ruined
me
it.
Smiling, and they're like, "Well, we're not going to pay him extra.
Yeah, look at him.
He doesn't work a day in his life.
Yeah.
Find a job you love.
Yeah,
you never work a day in your life."
Yeah. So I did that, and then I like start talking to myself too because they say like your speech will get fucked up if you're having a stroke.
Okay.
So I do that, and then like, and I feel fine. I feel fucking fine.
But it's just weird.
But
as
I can't.
Shit.
Yeah. Like I can't see kind of, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'm having a panic attack because like that, like I would used to like pass out when I like get like have panic attacks. So okay. I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to go in the bathroom and like see if there's something in my eye. And then I took a Xanax too. And I was like, if it keeps going, I'm going to have to like call my mom and like, be like, what's going on? So I go to the bathroom and I'm looking, I can't see anything. And I'm like, oh, I got to take a shit. So I go into the bathroom. I go to the stall. And
wait, did you say you all right, so have you looked in your eye yet?
Yeah, I have. Nothing.
You can't see anything?
No. And also, like, I don't...
It's a vampire in your eye.
Yeah.
That's why you can't see anything.
Yeah.
You can't see vampires.
Yeah.
You have a whole vampire in your
reflection,
eye.
Reflection, yeah. I was like, yeah. And then I was like, if there is, like, something in my eye, it wouldn't be causing, like, a fucking, like, spinning wheel, you know?
Right.
So I go to take a shit, and, like, legit as the turd finally, like, leaves my ass and hits the, like... the water, everything is fine.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, I had no idea what it was. And so I Googled it. I was like, blurry vision, poop, fine. And it was like, if you're constipated, it can fuck with your vision. And I was like, I wasn't constipated. I didn't feel constipated. Like, I was just like I was in the bathroom and all of a sudden, like, oh, I was like, oh, I got to take a shit. And then like, yeah.
Dude, you find like the weirdest shit.
Yeah. Apparently it can fuck with your vision if you're constipated. But I was like, I shouldn't be constipated because Saturday and Sunday I shit five times because of that fucking cold brew. But yeah, dude, it was a
man.
Trip because I thought I was like maybe dying for a second.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So just guys, you got to poop. Pooping's important.
Yeah. Why? I had never
heard that before.
I don't remember the last time I got to a point where I was like, oh, I got a real full shit.
Yeah.
I got a full tank.
I didn't feel that. I didn't feel like that at all either. No.
That's the, you had the warning light in your dashboard.
Well, I mean, I did take, it was like,
that's the human
the
warning
check
light.
Check engine light was on.
Ding, ding. It's like empty tank, but the opposite.
I mean, it was a pretty big shit, but I wasn't just like, I didn't like feel it, you know? I wasn't holding it either, but it was just fucking... It was fucking nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because I was like, I might be, and also I was like, God damn, I don't want something like bad to happen to me at work. Like,
yeah,
that's super fucking embarrassing.
That would
like,
fucking suck.
I already
thought about that.
Yeah, it's like I don't talk to most of these people anyways, and I'm just gonna be the weird guy in the corner who had a stroke
and
like,
shit his pants.
Yeah.
Every time I think about like, oh, if something bad happened to me medically at work, I'm gonna end up shitting my pants.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be like. Yeah, I mean, we know you had a heart attack, but you really shit up the place. Like, you really just went through those those jeans.
Yeah, you're gonna have to replace your own chair, Jake.
Yeah.
You can't pay for that. Yeah.
No,
I knew this dude in Chicago, this stand up. He was talking. He was like telling a story about how he, I forgot what he did, but he worked in an office, and he's like, yeah, I was working today, and then the guy next to me just had an aneurysm and just died at his desk, like literally just his like. He was just typing away, and then all of a sudden, he just fucking, like, facing the keyboard, dead.
Yeah, that's what fucking happens, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, I don't want that to be me. Like, yeah. So
that freaks me out about being, like, stressed out and anxious, too.
Mm, oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm like, that's what I think aneurysms are born from, is just when your anxiety fucks your stress, and they just fuck long enough until one of them knocks the other one up. And then when they give birth, they give birth to an aneurysm.
Yeah, just a nice, sweet... internal bullet.
I'm trying to think of a joke. I'm trying to think of something funny to say in regards to eye to brown eye.
Yeah.
In that sense.
Yeah.
But it doesn't like...
Yeah. When I Googled, like someone got really technical with it and I was like, I'm not going to read all this. But yeah, if you want to pursue the joke, just Google it.
I don't think I want to because the most I wanted to say is, I mean, That's the brownest your eyes ever been.
I mean, your asshole's connected to
yeah. I'll just make a new song out of it. Mm-hmm. Your right eye's connected to your brown eye. Yeah. That's what it'll be. Yeah. that's all it is right there. Mm-hmm. Just there, and it only works with this one story.
Yeah,
I don't care how many times it happens.
Yeah,
I will always love the internet because of things like that.
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, I would have called my mom and be like,
just think about that.
Like, yeah, then I'm like, oh, I call her back. No, I took a shit. I'm okay. That would have been fucking so embarrassing.
Think about think about dying in the early 90s.
Yeah.
And, but like dying at 30 or like dying at your age now and, and all your ma has to remember you by is not only did you have to call her by the landline,
yeah,
but like you were so terrified by a refracted light in your eye,
yeah,
and so confused that you had to call her and be like, yo, her and maybe like one or two other friends, because you're not going to ask strangers, but you're like, hey, any of you guys ever get like a light in your eye? Or like one of those weird wigglies, and someone's like, oh, I've had one of those weird wigglies, and then they go off on their own thing. Like, yeah, I had a weird wiggly one time where it just wouldn't go away. And, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, yeah, but...
this one's growing.
But then like it just keeps growing, and then you shit, and it's gone. And then everyone's like, nah, man. And then you like die a week
later. Are you on heroin?
Yeah. And they're like, we found a bunch of weird shit in his apartment. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's caused by weird lights in your eye,
yeah,
and holding in your shit or something. Yeah. I don't know, it's something silly.
Yeah,
I love being able to. I mean, as much as it's bad for you and bad for us in general to like to be able to see everything and for people to be able to say whatever they want.
Yeah,
it's so nice. It's so nice when you go to tech to like type something in. Like, what about that thing where like my heel hurts and my earlobe does at the same time? And all of a sudden, like, it autofills. And you're like, oh, someone else has had this. Cool. Yep. Bing. And let's see if somebody else has.
Makes you feel less alone.
Yeah. Unless you find, like, one of the forums where, like, someone asked it and no one answered it.
Yeah.
And you're and then you're like, it's just you and me. And then, like, part of you wants to be like, I want to write. Like, I don't have an answer. Like, hey, bud, I don't have an answer for this, but I want you to know you're not alone.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that so many times where I'm like, hey, man, same problem.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's not a solution yet.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when there is. You let me know when there is. No, you're not alone.
Or if it just ends up on a fetish site and they're like, oh, tell me more.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep going. I need more information.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a hey.
So, yeah, didn't die. And
thanks, Al Gore.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, buddy. Yeah, that was pretty neat.
Dude, that's like two of the weirdest, like, kind of neat things, though. I mean, mostly neat because you didn't die, but like, the fucking, I totally forgot until you told me about this, the fucking Pepto thing.
Oh, yeah, the black tongue.
It's just crazy. I totally forgot about that until you just talked about that, yeah.
Yeah.
I got that weird lump on my side. That's weird. I had never heard of those before.
It's probably a cyst.
It's a lipoma.
Lipoma?
Yeah. Oh. I had it diagnosed. It's benign, or it was. I don't know if lumps become nine.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But it was benign me.
That's good.
Behind me. But yeah, that was
Where's
weird.
That B6, you know?
Hey.
I don't know what I'm doing and everybody hates me.
I don't know.
Yeah. Health but, shit's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's all I got. That was my big story. That's
I like it. That's it's wild. It's a scary fucking thing though.
I know.
Man.
Yeah.
you have no clue what's going on. Mm-hmm. Well, and then you get to the point where you're like, if you have any sort of anxiety or anything, you're like, okay, is this actually happening or am I making it worse right now? Like, I do that way too much.
Yep, me too. That's why I was like, I'm just going to take a Xanax, try to calm down, and then rule out all the possibilities before I have to do any, take anything, any possibly embarrassing action.
I feel like
if
we would have been hanging out, I would have told you to take a shit.
Yeah.
That's like my go-to. Anytime I feel weird, I'm like, yo.
Yeah. I've been having that quite a bit. Yeah, where it's like, I'll get if I feel a little off and I shit, I feel so much better.
I don't always have that, but there's times where like I know a good shit. Yeah. I don't like talking about shitting that much, but like when I'm like, oh, the times where you feel rough and you're like a good like just fucking wet. Like when you feel like your whole body just got evacuated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit would be nice when you're like, just get it out, man. It
tank's
just goes
dry.
It goes back to me wanting to shit out a sickness.
Yeah.
I just want to see that. I just want to do it. And it's not going to happen.
My ass.
It's right out of it.
Yeah.
Speaking of my ass.
Ooh, okay.
Well.
Speaking of my ass and Casey's.
That was wrong. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. We got to.
You know what.
We got to move on. You're killing me, Smalls. That's what I say to tiny dicks that try to fuck me in the ass.
Ooh.
You will never stick your penis inside this human. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. WFMs, WFMs, they wouldn't fuck you, but you wanna fuck them. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's. Got no money, got no muscles, plus you're too ugly, oh, the wouldn't fuck me's.
I've got muscles, Greg. Would you fuck me?
I mean, hey, he's asking politely.
That's so gay.
Thanks, Hillary.
He's asking politely. Hillary, you need to
just fucking roasting her butt out all the time. Yeah.
Jesus.
Mind your own
Christ.
Fucking business, bitch.
No.
I got nothing. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Sorry.
There we go. No, that was good. Jennifer Love Hewitt. You remember her?
Hey,
I'll save her because both these are fucking terrible.
Okay.
Let's go with Chloe Grace Moretz. I don't know how to say her name.
Okay.
Let's say that.
Yeah. I think that works for most of us. I don't know how to say it any different.
I don't know either, man.
I would have. It's actually Ex Machina. So
oh, okay. Yeah.
That's how you pronounce it.
Chloe Grace Ex Machina.
Yeah.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if her and my dick starred in movie 69.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, or if my dick was kick ass.
She got her first. Ooh, I like that.
That was dumb.
I like that one.
You know the movie, what is it, movie 40 or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
where
69?
She gets her period for the first time.
Oh, I didn't watch that movie.
It's awful.
That's what I heard.
It's so terrible.
I kind of want to watch it to see how fucking terrible it is.
It's very funny to have on, like if you're drunk or high or something,
yeah.
Throw it on because of just how ridiculous it is and how It's like if you watch a clean comic try to write dirty.
Oh, okay.
Like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's written by people who don't know how to do dirty right.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's just beyond absurd.
Yeah.
But not in a very fun way.
Okay.
It's just like, Jesus Christ. Like, yeah,
one guy's got balls on his chin or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Fucking Hugh Jackman has balls on his chin.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the movies that well, but
that's
I remember
funny.
That.
Yeah.
But,
Bing, dong, a ding, yeah. Fling, flung, a fling, ching, chong, a ching.
Sometimes I actually feel really bad because that sound clip sounds way more haggard than it's supposed to.
Oh, yeah, no.
But,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, Chad, come on and defend your sound clip, fucker.
Defend your honor.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to fuck this last name up. Shioli Kutsuna. I think she's Japanese. Shioli Kutsuna.
Uh-huh.
She was in The Outsider and she was in Deadpool 2.
Okay.
Kutsuna, she wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I gave her some head drool, too.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was the inside her.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That's all. That's nice. All I got.
I liked it.
Just the two.
Yeah. This last one is Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Ooh.
We all know and love her, remember?
Oh, man. I got an idea.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah. Keep it to yourself.
She wouldn't fuck me, not even if my dick was Malibu's most wanted.
Ooh.
Yeah, because she was boning. No, she was boning Jamie Kennedy for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro.
No way.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, they dated
for
a while.
The guy, the nerd really did get the girl.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Nev Campbell was in Scream.
Yeah.
I mixed them up.
I know.
She was in I Know What You Did Last Summer. He got one of the Scream Queens, though.
Yeah, he did. He got that Cream Queen.
Hey, there you go.
Nope.
Hey, girl, give me that pussy.
Make me scream clean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What's it to you, Gaylord?
I was gonna say, not even if she so made my dick Jennifer Love spew it.
Oh, that's a good one. That's better.
But
yeah, this I got one more, but that was
oh shit.
Was,
I, sorry, no. I wouldn't have said anything.
No, if that was okay. Good. Yeah, it was. My dick was named Garfield, and it was between her two titties. You know what I'm saying?
I got it.
Yeah, because
what's it to you, Gaylord?
I actually think,
but he's gay.
What you just said.
Yeah, we can't do the whole thing.
Yeah,
I think what's funny is I saved this. This one, this wouldn't fuck me. And there's a Garfield reference.
Oh, yeah, well. You did.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Okay, so this beautiful woman is named Elodie Young. Elodie Young.
Nickelodeon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's really good, actually.
Nickelodeon.
I didn't even think about that at all. Yeah. Like, gack.
Yeah.
she's Elektra in the Daredevil Netflix series.
Nice.
She's
trying to recreate that.
She's in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the one Fincher directed. She's okay. In The Hitman's Bodyguard, and she's in The Defenders.
Did you watch The Hitman's Bodyguard recently or something?
I watched it when I wrote these both down. Okay. Yeah, they put it on HBO now.
I think they're making a sequel.
They shouldn't.
Was it terrible?
It wasn't terrible, but it was like, it was just a silly, like, yeah. I like Ryan Reynolds, man.
I like Sam Jackson.
Man. I like Sam Jackson too, but I like Ryan Reynolds. He's very funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Oh, my mom is calling me. Hold on a second.
Okay. Pause.
First of all, gay. Second of all, stupid.
That was very sweet of her.
Yeah. Back to talking about girls who wouldn't fuck us.
Oh yeah, back.
Mom, I'm talking about some girls who wouldn't fuck me.
What was it? Trying to get some pussy, Mom.
Yeah. Jesus.
All right. So Elodie Young, Nickelodeon Young. Yeah. How did I not do that?
I don't know, man.
Usually I like that, though. I like that. I didn't think of that at all.
Nickel Chody, son.
I like that. Okay. Elodie Young. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was Odie Hung.
Oh, nice.
If I was hung.
Yep.
Like the dog. Odie.
Yeah. Big Dick Odie.
Big Dick Odie from Garfield. Him. Elodie Young, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if my dick could sigh.
Okay.
If it looked like a sigh.
I don't get
S-A-I, which is a ninja weapon that Elektra uses.
Oh.
And it's the same one that Raphael used. It's the weird three thing.
Oh, the
the middle Dylan finger, Cook finger weapon. Yeah, yeah.
The super finger?
Yeah, Sufi. Is that what it was?
I think it's called the super finger.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Elodie Young, she wouldn't fuck me, not even if I was William Hung,
because
that's the only way she bangs,
yeah.
She bangs.
Yeah.
Boom, cock a lot.
They got me, they got me, they got me, the clown got me, the clown got me.
And that one, shout out, that one goes out to my ma.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the one who brought me in. Fucking waited until midnight to call me. That was very sweet of her.
Wow, that was nice. Well, so, way to ruin the podcast.
Yeah. We were on a roll.
Yeah.
Too.
No, it was
a buttered roll.
Yeah. Speaking of buttered rolls,
I'll suck as many dicks as I've
joke of the gay, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
This one's all right. I want to do two different versions of it for you, but you go first.
I have
or do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
I'll go first because they're both short and they're both.
Do you want to do one and then I'll do one and then you finish, or you want to do both?
I don't care. Let's just end on yours so we can talk about it.
Okay.
Mine are both dumb.
Mine's dumb too, but
yeah. This one needs to be worded better. I don't know. Whatever.
These are works in progress as well.
I tweeted a long time ago and it got some likes and I was like, I don't think I'll ever do anything with it, but who knows? I'm out of ideas, so. It would suck to be a fat octopus because if you wanted to wear a shirt while you swim, you'd have to find one with 8 armholes.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's cutesy.
Yeah.
It's too cute for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That's like the, when we went and saw Jeselnik and they're like, wow, great finisher. Yeah. Great closer, Dimitri.
Yeah. I told you this in passing, but this next one is,
when we were in passing, because we're Jews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that
during Passover.
Passover.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
It's I have a bunch of holes in my favorite t-shirt. It looks like someone shot it with a shotgun, so I got to call it my shirt Cobain.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that could be funny. The problem is out here in L.A., people don't like clever shit.
No.
Audiences
they like
think
references.
You're being a dick.
Yeah.
Audiences are like, oh, fuck you, like that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's not as much like fun.
No.
People don't like to have fun with like, oh, that's neat. No. Like that kind of thing. No.
They like references.
It's like, fuck you or yeah. That I didn't relate to that because I didn't think of it.
Make me think of myself, reference something I know, shit on white dudes, talk about what you look like, dissect song lyrics. Yeah. That's like the average set of an LA comic.
I'm going to dissect a whole frog up there sometime.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah.
And it'll be like, it's a male, don't worry.
Yeah. And he was on WB and he's racist. Yeah,
like, yeah. Can't make fun don't of worry, it's a WB frog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they even hated the frog. That was in early or mid 2000s.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. 100,000 pounds?
I wanted that as a sound clip. What, I can't make fun of that frog?
Yeah.
Fuck that fucking frog.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's hear it.
So I have like two different versions of this. I feel like I don't know if I should say the short version first or the short version second. What do you think?
Second.
Okay.
Don't want to hear what it's all about when you boil it down.
Okay. So the first version, and this was me just like coming up with the idea and then just writing out how I think it'd be funny to like perform it and then do it. But then also, well, I'll talk about it after. So it's like, I'm a really nice guy. But sometimes I'm like a little too nice. Like this one time I picked up a hitchhiker when I was coming back from the beach. I wasn't wearing a shirt because earlier I spilled some barbecue sauce on it. It was this whole thing. I mean, I like mayo and barbecue sauce on my hot dogs sometimes. So I was scarfing one of those. I spilled the sauces, took the shirt off to eat the other five hot dogs. And when I wasn't looking, a seagull flew off with the shirt covered in barbecue sauce. Anyway, I'm driving this hitchhiker back, shirtless. It's dark out, but you know, I'm a nice guy. I want to help this dude out, blah, blah, blah. I notice he looks cold, so I let him wear my skin. So that's like the first version where I think it's funny to drag it out and do silly shit, like talk about the dumb seagull shit, but it like distracts from the punchline.
Yeah.
The second version of that is cutting it super short and just being like, I don't have this written out, but it's like, people tell me I'm a really nice guy. Sometimes I think I can be a little too nice. Like, one time I was driving back home, real late at night and, I noticed this guy hitchhiking. So I picked him up and, as soon as I picked him up, I noticed how cold he was. And, you know, so I let him wear my skin. Some shit like that.
Yeah.
I didn't even word that one very well. But like,
what if it's like I stopped to pick up a hitchhiker and he's like, oh, goody, goody. And then I let him wear my skin.
Wait, goody, goody. I don't get it.
Oh, it's from Silence of the Lambs.
Ah.
He's like, what does he say? He's like, he's helping that lady like load her truck in or like her car or whatever. And he's like a size 10. Oh, goody, goody.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Why don't I remember that?
I don't know. It's Wild Bill going wild.
I remember the scene in Zodiac where he fucks that girl's car up on purpose.
Mm.
And then he breaks character in his sense where he's like, I didn't realize you had a baby in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when it was like the break of like, I'm going to have to kill you both now. That sucks. Like, it's crazy. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Yeah. I feel like the quicker way is better.
Yeah.
But I think I could come up with a fun way of doing the whole
thing.
Or what I could do is I could do the quick one, and then I could talk about why.
Yeah.
And that is sometimes fun, or it sometimes ruins it.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I let him wear my skin. And then people either like it or they don't. Actually, I might just do that. And then at the end, I'm like, well, here's the thing, though. Yeah. He's like, here's why I did it.
Yeah, we had the same inseam, 6'4".
I would have given him my shirt. Like, I like that. But it's like, I would have given him my shirt, but I lost my shirt earlier in the day, and then you go on a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That could be funny.
Yeah.
Like, defending it.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And just get really goofy with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm from the Midwest.
Because there's like, I like the silly like, I don't like the fully drawn out shit when it's clear that you're drawing it out.
Yeah.
But like the just the silliness of like, yeah, well, so what? So sue me. I like mayonnaise on my hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a bunch. Like, so I took my shirt. I didn't want to get my shirt dirtier.
Yeah.
Some fucking seagulls takes off with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm driving home shirtless. Yeah. What? I got nothing else to offer the guy. Yeah. What do you got? Space blankets in your car, Elon Musk?
I don't have my razor and honey. I can't shave my hair off and then cover my honey and throw it at him.
Right. So you're like, what am I? What else do I got? Yeah. My skin. Yep.
Yeah.
Give it up. Oh, yeah.
To help my fellow man.
Come on, guys. That could be kind of funny. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll fuck with that.
Might as well.
I just like the idea of, I think I tried to write something once where like, nice guys finish last.
Mm.
They finish,
in my,
I was just trying to think. I can't remember how it was. It was something about nice guys finish last, but they finish, below last. I don't fucking know. Something about how this girl was cold, so I asked her if she wanted to wear my skin. Something something like that. The joke never worked. And then I thought of the hitchhiker thing, and it worked better. Whatever.
You're a pervert.
Drake!
There you go.
Drake!
All right, you guys. That's about it. We're going to take a quick commercial break with 30 seconds of... Ooh, soccer boppers.
Soccer boppers. Soccer boppers. You can sock all day and bop all night. Soccer boppers.
Soccer boppers.
More fun than a pillow fight. Blow them up, put your hand inside. Get ready to have the time of your life. Soccer boppers.
Soccer boppers.
Sock them once and bop them twice.
Soccer boppers.
Soccer boppers.
Soccer boppers. More fun than the pillow fight. By Big Time Toys.
Soccer boppers.
That guy threw it in real fast. Yeah. Soccer boppers.
Did you hear that? Boing?
Doing?
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they were called sock'em boppers because we had some for about a day. And then they were taken away because me and my
boing?
Brother just
they
beat
were...
the shit out of each other.
Boing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't really Yoink. They don't really soften that much.
No. No, it's like...
It does is it throws your face... instead of your fist a fist being thrown into your face, it makes your face get thrown into other shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can still like... because we didn't like blow them up that high either. So it was like fucking like fist like... Yeah, it was just like a balloon with like, yeah. It's pretty
so it
much
was just like
air.
A little bit in between and the fist would like squig out. And then
it's pretty much getting punched on a windy day.
Yeah.
It's just like there's some resistance, but yeah.
Like a really hard newspaper hits you.
Yeah,
the,
yeah. And I think my brother hit me in the nose pretty hard. So that was the end of those.
Yeah. Soccer boppers,
dude. Sock'em is so much better.
Sock'em boppers.
You know what
you
it
can
might
look,
be?
If you look it up online.
Yeah,
there's so many people that search sock'em.
Yeah,
boppers.
You know what it probably is? It's because of Rock'em Sock'em Robots, right?
They might own like a sock'em
or like they
trademark
just
or something.
Because already like, well, like no, like because already like that's like I think that's why like I think that's why I thought it was sock'em because it's like
oh you mean that's why we're thinking that it
yeah,
is.
Yeah yeah
it phonetically it just sounds better
soccer
boppers
yeah
no sock I mean I get it it's like
and it sounds like soccer like football you
and
know?
It's also about beating women
yeah
sock her
with a bop
I was thinking about her? Sock him.
Yeah.
Sock him, bop her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I sock him, I bop her.
Yep.
Yeah, everyone's dead. So.
It's not getting any better.
So.
Yeah.
I don't hit two women, though.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer bopper. That's just you using both your fists. One socks and one bops.
Yeah, equal opportunity.
Hey, that's fucking domestic disturbance right there.
Yeah.
Domestic violence.
I shouldn't have said that.
Just say equal. All right. Yeah. Yeah, no. I bet you there's a bunch of people that are like, I looked it up twice. When I was making the fucking sound clip, I was like, no, they wrote that wrong. No, it's soccer boppers.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I soccer bopped one of my buddies in the basement once.
Yeah?
Yeah. What a gay time that was. No, we just boxed with those things on in front of people.
Yeah.
And then I remember afterwards, I was like, that felt awful. We felt like we were just doing dumb shit to entertain people. That felt gross. And he was like, come on, man. Who's next? Who's going to box me next? And I was like, I don't like this. I don't like that feeling. That wasn't a good feeling. Like,
there was eventually, surprisingly, this got broken up. But there was like at least a week, maybe close to a week and a half, like during after gym class, like people would box in the locker room. Like these, like people would just bring boxing gloves and there'd be a boxing match, and it like went on for like a good week and a half.
In high school?
No, in middle school.
Ooh.
And they got broken up, but yeah, it was just like
too much mint in your system, bro.
Yeah, it was just like like we'd just be like in gym class, be like, dude, fucking Chris Hartford and Nolan or some some fucking Joe's gonna fight another Joe, and we're like, okay. And then we just watch it, and I'm like, this is kind of mean, because like that kid's really small, and he's fighting Richard Gleason. He's a fat ass. It was just fucking like, it was too much. It was a little too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they got in trouble. Yeah, eventually.
Hey, you know, it's a fight club, man.
Yeah, legit, there was at least like fucking 5 or 6 fights that went on before he got broke up.
Middle school fight club.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I bought some...
I won't kiss you.
That's what it should have been.
And then one kid started singing this.
And
the whole thing broke apart because everyone realized they just loved each other. And that was the problem all along.
Hug club, am I right?
My cousin and I boxed each other a couple times. And it was like a thing. I don't know. I think it's just the like puberty aggression thing.
Yeah.
Maybe. But then I boxed one of my buddies, Ducky. He was way
Ducky?
Bigger than Ducky. Yeah, he was way bigger than me, too.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is like you get big kids, and it's like...
Well, I was like... Well, he and I were friends, though, so I was like, let's do this, because I wanted to.
Well, then you learn which one of your friends is a fucking asshole, too.
Well, he wasn't, though. That's what was nice, is we both talked about it, and we're like, here's what we're doing. These are the rules. Like, we're not doing each other dirty, but he was just stronger and bigger than me.
Yeah.
So I had like my hands up, and he was hitting my hands up into myself.
Yeah.
So then when I would drop one, and he had also was like, he had the gloves. Like he was boxing.
He knew what he was doing.
Was boxing other people and shit. Yeah, he like knew what he was doing. So I would like drop one glove to go hit him. And while I was swinging, he'd hit my own glove into my own face, so I'd miss. And then he'd use my open face, and he'd hit me again. My nose started bleeding. I could feel it, and I was just like, I'm out.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm out. And he's like, you sure? And I was like, yeah. What do you mean, am I sure? Yeah. Like, you're kicking the shit out of me. I'm out, man. Like,
yeah.
And he's like, all right, cool. And everyone was like, boo. And Ducky was like, no, dude, I don't want to knock out my own friend.
Well, that's good, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He and I were really good friends. Yeah. I ran away to his house once.
Oh, nice.
It was fun.
Yeah. Ducky butter.
And then my stepdad called, and like he was like, dude, you got to go home.
Hey, Ducky.
Hey, Ducky. Yeah.
R.I.P.
No, my stepdad called him like Liam Neeson before Taken even came out, and was like, he was like, I don't think Ducky even knew how he had his number. I think my stepdad would take all my numbers out of my phone.
Yeah, his ways.
And he just had like a whole Rolodex of like friends he was going to call.
He just kept calling, what's that pizza place? You're like, Mr. Scribbs?
Yeah.
Mr. Scribbs Pizza?
Is he
I know
there?
Jacob's in
He's
the back.
There, is he?
Don't fucking lie to me.
But he called my buddy, and his face like turned white.
Oh, yeah?
And
he's a lawyer.
I was like, what? And he was like, dude, your stepdad's scary as fuck. And I was like, what did he say? And he's like, I don't know, man, but you can't stay here, man. So I just went and hung out at Panera for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
Just did nothing.
Nice.
And I was like, cool, where am I going to sleep in the fucking woods?
Yeah.
No.
A bread bowl.
I slept in a bread bowl.
You woke up and your pillow was gone.
Yeah. I slept on a big piece of broccoli.
Yeah.
And my blanket was
I've never had
cheese.
Panera.
Me neither. I haven't. Yeah. No, I've eaten there. No, I haven't.
I haven't.
I've gone there with people, I've never
stepped foot or dick into a Panera.
Oh, I've been in plenty of Paneras. I've never eaten.
Yeah, me neither.
Their menu intimidates me.
Yeah, yeah.
It just seems
too hip. I don't know.
It's too hip. Yeah, it's too white bread.
Yeah.
It's not even all white bread.
Yeah.
I just mean like...
Every once in a while, like every 6 months, I'm like, man, I got to get into soups. And like,
I'm a bisque boy.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'll fuck a bisque.
I like chili too, but it's like I don't like bread bowls. I don't need them calories.
I don't care about it.
Yeah.
By the time I'm gonna eat the bowl, like what?
Yeah. And it's
give me bread to dip in it.
That's
what
I like.
I'll fuck that up.
I like that.
I'm a dipper.
Yeah.
I'm not the guy. Mm-hmm. I don't like the shit pouring over. You do like nachos when they're smothered though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like such a dipper that I don't even like nachos like that.
Yeah. I like it like that because like otherwise it's like. It's like, oh, I can only dip it into cheese or salsa or whatever. But,
right, right. No, I get that because you get a lot more.
Yeah.
Well, because you get those breakfast nachos.
Yeah, those things are.
I'll give you the old smoochy smooch, kissy, wishy.
Every time I get them, I whisper that.
There's a
Whisper it to him.
I hear you. I hear you doing it.
But yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah. We got to go back to Barney's, man, now that the finals are over.
Yeah, now that sports are over.
I think I'm going to go. I'll probably go this week with Nicole and Nikki.
Oh, nice.
Should roll with one of the nights. Yeah, we'll maybe see. Friday night, and you can go to the comedy show afterwards.
Oh, yeah. And then, I don't know.
Oh, no, we're not going to go Friday night. We got the fucking Airbnb.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. We got a. We've been going to the fucking movies a lot lately.
Oh, yeah.
And
too many movies.
I'm not real psyched about the fact that there's just not any good sequels out. There's nothing there. There's no good squeakles happening right now, and I think we need to make a change. As a culture, we all need to make a change, and we need to make these squeakles come to fruition, to reality. They need to happen. So, I need you to talk with me. Because otherwise, I'm going to sound like a fucking idiot.
Oh, my bad. I was trying to pick out which one I want to say first. Okay. Trying to find a good one. And I realized.
I'm sorry. Because you're black?
Yeah. Because they all suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've been watching some movies, and, you know, we got these ideas, and we've just been seeing a bunch of poo-poo. So,
good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
No fire. All doo-doo.
Yeah, we have some ideas about how to. Write some better movies, and we're going to tell you about these motherfucking squeakles.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Right?
It's not that difficult.
The squeakles.
A couple of fucking botards can do it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? We won't get into it.
I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
A botard and a retard.
I've never heard that before.
You've never heard botard? No. Oh, man. That's a fun one.
Mm.
Botard?
Is it Jeff Bridges' brother?
Yeah. I've heard it on... I'm trying to think of... it's definitely been on a bunch of stuff, but definitely on that 70s show.
Oh, okay.
They say, I think they call Kelso a botard.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. I'll get this fucking thing started. All these are pretty bad. All right. This first one, I don't know if you saw the first one, but the sequel, Denzel, he's back. He's kicking ass.
Okay.
In the Squeakalizer.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, okay.
They actually are making a second movie of that.
I did see that. That's pretty wild.
I had to work on it. Is
did
it
you
good?
See the first one?
No, I didn't get to watch it. I just had to work on it a little bit.
I really enjoyed it. I also
people
really,
seem to like it.
I really like Denzel, and I really love revenge flicks.
Yeah.
Dude, I am such a sucker for revenge flicks.
It's got like, one of the dudes in fucking Justified, too. And he's like, his name's not Devil. It's not Devil. Oh, it might be, it's the dude in the wheelchair. It's fucking his brother. It's Boyd Carver's brother.
Oh, yeah, he plays a Russian in it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's actually like European.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That makes way more sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what's crazy is because like you almost don't even recognize the two, even though they look exactly the same because it's the same person.
Good accent, too.
Hey, it's a fun flick.
That's what I heard.
It's a very fun flick. I remember the first time I saw it, my mom came out to visit out here, and we watched it, and it's fun. She loves Denzel. She always has. And, oh, boy, did she have to sit on a different couch.
Oh, yeah. She was fertilized.
Fertilizer. Oh, boy. Was she fertilized? the fertilizer. Yeah, no, there was a full crop of... veggies on the couch after watching that movie.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
What do you got over there?
It's really fun. It's honestly a really fun movie. It's anything if you like any sort of revenge flick where some dude you know it's going to happen, but it's like a
ex-cop,
you don't expect him hooker, to fuck somebody up.
Yeah.
Like some dude that's like, you know, I don't know. That's why all this Taken movies, even though they can get real silly, it's super fun to just see some dude. I just love this shit where it's like, yeah, fuck you, old man. And they're like, fuck me, fuck you. They never say it out loud, but they're like, yeah.
I'll show you who's boss.
All right. Well, speaking of, this one's really dumb,
I'll
but
I'll show you whose line it is anyways.
Yeah. I'll put some glasses on you and then take them off and then put them back on again.
Yeah.
Make you host Wheel of Fortune. Price is Right.
Price is Right.
Sack of shit. This one's dumb. So this is a sequel/reimagining.
Mm.
It's called Flight Club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The first rule of Flight Club is you always run away from Flight Club. The second rule of Flight Club is, where the fuck did everybody... All right, well done.
I like everybody. That.
It's like fight or flight. Yeah, there you go.
I like that.
That's about it.
That's funny. Denzel just shows up drunk all the time.
Denzel shows up.
Isn't he in that movie Flight?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that'd be great. That's a good mix.
Yeah.
Denzel from Equalizer shows up drunk.
Yeah. Whose ass do I gotta kick?
And everyone's like, scatter!
Yeah. Oh, fuck!
Yeah. Yeah, and then they all just take off.
Those rushes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. Okay. Matt Damon approached me and was like, you got any ideas, buddy? I was like, listen, Matt, I got one. It's called We Bought a Zune.
Oh, that tickles me quite a bit. I like that.
I actually had a Zune.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was awful, dude. Like,
Casey, did you ask for a Zune?
No, I just asked for an MP3 player.
Oh, okay.
And I got it and like. The battery life on that thing was like you could listen to 10 songs and it would die.
Okay.
It was trash.
So all I'm picturing right now is you.
I might still have it. It might be in my car. It's broken for sure, but it might be in my car.
You know, you met Brian, right?
Yeah.
My buddy Brian.
Yeah.
Just had a kid, married last year.
Mm-hmm.
His wife was so like... Nah, I don't want to say like indie, but like was so like trying the new stuff.
Yeah.
She was like the only one in our high school who got a Zune.
Oh, yeah?
Not true. There's a bunch of people. She's the only one I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And she defended the shit out of that thing
for
so long, but then like definitely hated it.
Yeah.
But, okay, so that's what I had for the Zune before that. But now all I'm picturing is in any photo of you... where you're not looking at the camera and you're just sitting. Yeah. I just want to Photoshop.
It was like this big. Yeah. It was really small. Yeah. It was like a rectangle.
She and I sat next to each other in statistics when she got it and she was showing it to me a bunch. I was like, I don't even care.
Yeah, it was actually kind of like that.
They looked cool.
Yeah. Like
they
it was
really
all
did.
Touch screen and shit. And yeah. Like, it was like, it looked like it was like bit like two dominoes like taped together. But like the battery life was just trash though. I don't know what it was.
Well, and it was the fact that iTunes was even before the iPod.
Yeah.
People were using iTunes for everything.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like Kazaa went right from that to iTunes. Mm-hmm. And so then I think the biggest thing was Microsoft was trying to have its own Views network or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, what mm-hmm. did it the dirtiest. But
Zune, zune, zune.
I really want to do the Steven Spielberg thing where just every photo of you standing, just put a Zoom in your hand.
That's fine.
And headphones in. And you just... I don't know why that's so funny.
I like it.
Looking to me. But I think that'd be fun. Okay, so this one is Wife of Pi.
Oh, okay.
It's not even a sequel, really. It's kind of a reimagining.
Well,
oh, you son of a bitch!
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
let's take it back.
No, that's all right.
Hold on.
Yeah, do the.
Hold on.
It's over here.
No. Oh yeah.
Oh.
Nope.
We got it.
I wanted to do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Because you're black.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
Wife of Pi. It's the story of a woman who marries a Pi. Which type of pie, you ask? Well, this is where things get interesting. Was it a blueberry pie or was it a pumpkin pie?
Well.
And that's about it.
Wife of Pi. Was there any tigers in a boat?
Tiger meat.
Ooh.
And
water meats.
And my scroat. Yeah, water meats.
Piss part for one boy.
That's about it.
All right, this one, we don't got to discuss this one.
It wasn't a sequel fucking...
Pretty self-explanatory. I did watch the first one of this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2 weekends ago, and the the lead actor in the movie trashed the sequel, so I think he might be on board with my squeakquel.
Okay,
called Blumpkinhead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
there you go.
That was really funny to watch an old man just trash these movies that he made. And he's like, I liked the first one, but those other two, holy shit!
Wait, he made all of them?
He was in just the main guy. He starred in all of them.
Oh, so it was the
dad.
Oh, I thought you meant it was like the director was trashing.
No, the director's
dead. So he
dead.
Didn't trash the first one, so he trashed the other ones.
No.
That's what I thought you were saying when you told me that the other night.
No, the director
it was the
only
guy who was
one.
In every yeah, single
it was,
one.
Yeah, yeah, it was the dad. Do you remember? Do you remember?
That's even better.
It was the dad who shoots himself at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. He trashed the sequel.
That first one is super fun.
It's fucking
weird. I have not seen the other
one. Dude,
it's so weird.
I did not remember how fucking weird it was and how much Pumpkinhead looks like an alien.
Oh, insane.
Yeah. Like it was fun, but I was like, I don't know. I was more psyched to see The Stepfather, and that was fucking fantastic.
Dark.
Oh, it was fucking great, dude.
Yeah. I'd like to see that.
It's got one of the dudes in Lost in it.
I never saw Lost.
I'll show you the picture.
Okay.
Dude, that Stepfather was so fucking good.
I'd like
to
see that.
Yeah, Pumpkinhead was fun, but yeah, I hadn't seen it in a while. I forgot how fucking weird it is.
Like Woody, you would definitely be very jealous of the fact that Casey gets to go to these double features because that doesn't exist out
very
there.
Very weird. Terry O'Quinn.
That was the father?
Yeah,
Pumpkinhead?
He's a stepfather.
Oh, shit.
That guy, yeah.
Oh, he's in Stepfather.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, I know that guy.
Great, but yeah.
I don't know any... I wouldn't be able to name any other movie he's in. I know
yeah,
him
I know
from the Lost.
Lost
posters and shit. Yeah. I didn't even see Lost.
Yeah.
But I did see...
Dude. Fuck you, dickhead!
Sorry. But, yeah. All right, I got some other dumb ones. Let's get through these.
Yeah,
I got
a...
This
quick,
one's
too.
Awful. Let me get through it. It's, this one is called The MILF Hunter.
Oh, nice.
And they play Russian wife roulette.
Ooh, I like that.
And they're just like, diddy-mow, you know. Like, hurry up and fuck her before she marries someone else.
I like that.
She can, I paid for her. I don't know. That's just some of the dialogue.
Okay. I got a Solo Cup, a Star Wars movie. And he's like, you ain't got a pair of testicles. If you like drinking, I don't know Star Wars that much.
If you
much,
like
so
drinking from...
There we go, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Chewie, you ain't got a pair of testicles. If you like drinking from a glass.
I was pretty good at that. Yeah. I'm surprised I pulled that out. I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
I think I got a decent one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was...
That one was that was like a little baby one.
That was from my asshole.
I'm kicking my ass, do you mind?
I gotta work. All right, you guys, I will promise you this. Instead of the weekends where normally I drink until 6 a.m. on every Friday.
Is that there? That's on there twice.
And then I ruin my, is it? I think you hit it twice.
No.
Oh, shit.
I'm kicking my ass, do you mind?
All right, well, that's an even better reason. Instead of me drinking myself to death on Friday and then doing nothing Saturday and Sunday, I gotta work on the soundboard. I really gotta do that. And I'll make a list and then we can go through it because I made this together. There's too many hump noises from MacGruber.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll get a better thing. So you guys,
you can do it. Cut his fucking head off.
Yeah,
I'll do it. I'll cut the fucking head off.
Yeah.
All right, here's the next. It's a sequel.
Okay.
It's called Uber Driver.
Oh, nice.
Travis Bickle is back. And he's not happy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy
Why?
From Taxi Driver.
Tell me more.
Well, because he sees what Jodie Foster looks like now.
Yeah.
And he's like, who would pay to fuck that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. You don't want to know the answer. So then he just starts Uber driving around. And he's like, why am I not getting paid enough? Well... You didn't sign up for Lyft. Lyft is only one syllable.
Mm-hmm.
Taxi is two. Uber is two.
Yeah. It's that one syllable dog.
So are you. Yeah. But
one syllable.
He goes to pick
five decibels. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what I was trying to do. Commas. Fuck, whatever. Who cares? I'm gay.
I gotcha.
I fucking hate myself.
And he'll pick you up and then he'll turn around and he'll be like, he'll be like, hey, are you my Uber? And he'll be like, are you talking to me? You must be talking to me because I'm the only car. And then a bunch of honks happen. And he's like, all right, I'm not the only car, but you get what I'm going for.
Yeah.
And then he goes and he shoots some politicians.
I like it.
All right. And some shit happens. I don't know the movie.
It's okay.
As well as
hey,
I should have.
You got a title? That's all that matters.
Hey, Uber driver. So stupid.
500 Days of Summer's Eve. Douche.
The Douche.
Yeah.
That's like a sequel after a sequel.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
That's a
the Douche.
Stinkwall. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna shoot. I'm gonna fucking shoot.
That's a good one to keep. For sure. I like that. All right. This one's not really a sequel. It's just a different genre. 21 Pump Street.
Oh, yeah.
It's a porno where a bunch of adults pretend they're high schoolers to fuck underage kids. Yeah, it's pretty rough. It you can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much the plot.
Mm-hmm. 21 Is Johnny Depp make an appearance?
Yeah.
Johnny
Deeper.
Ooh, okay. I got... he needs some milk, like Harvey Milk.
Oh, you know
that movie,
wow.
Milk?
It's just a guy who won't come out of the closet.
No, he's a gay politician. That's what Milk's about, right?
No, I just mean like he needs some milk. Is like someone being like, yeah. You being like, you need some milk.
Oh, okay. Like, I see what you're
get
saying.
Out of the closet.
Trying to coax him out of the closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
You need to become
I like milk. That.
I don't know.
Or he's, yeah, I'm into it.
Something like that.
Give you strong boners. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you're loco, man.
Yeah. Don't hide in the closet. Hide behind those.
I hear you.
All right. I got a double feature here.
Ooh, okay. How many you got left?
One, two, blah, blah, blah. I don't know, like five or six.
Okay, I got eight.
Maybe I have eight. I didn't count. Shallow Hal 2.
Mm.
Same plot.
Yeah.
But
why change up gold?
Different guy this time. It's like that kind of thing where it's like...
Jack White instead of Jack
it's
Black,
like
right?
Butterfly Effect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Jack White this time, yeah. No, but it's like Butterfly Effect where it's like the same thing is happening, different person.
Okay.
But this time around, he sees someone's inner beauty, too inner. He can only see the shape of their skeletons.
Oh.
That's it. So he's just walking around seeing people's skeletons.
I like that.
And then... Then there's another one called Shallow Hal K9.
Ooh.
Man, this guy. He can only see people how they look if they were dogs.
Oh, I thought he was fucking fat dog.
No.
Hot dogs.
But he can only see dogs as dogs, though, too. Hot dogs chicken. Don't become people.
Oh, okay.
So he gets into a little bit of hot water when he accidentally fucks an actual dog.
Uh-oh.
Suck my white ass, ball!
He sees Wilford and he gets confused. The show. Do it.
Look, I don't know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff, but there's no reason to call me a name like that.
I agree.
Yeah, so he thinks he found the love of his life.
Those sketches are so fucking funny.
So silly. Well, Vagiclean.
Yeah.
All right. Those are the two Shallow Hal ones.
I like it. I haven't seen Shallow Hal in so long.
I really want to see it.
Yeah.
I'm about to download it. I really am about to download it because I thought it was on something one night when I was really drunk.
Yeah. Oh,
do I stink?
No, it was me. Okay. Neither one stinks. I was just making sure I didn't smell too bad.
Oh, no. I don't smell you. I'll tell you if I do.
Yeah. I'm psyched because Killer Clowns from Outer Space is coming to Hulu next month.
Oh, is it?
Watching that shit.
I want to watch that again.
I wanted to go see it. Do the whole fucking thing. Yeah, they did a showing here. It's the anniversary. They did a showing with a live orchestra. Like, they were going to live score the movie and shit. But it was like, the cheapest tickets were like fucking $70. Ridiculous.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I agree. Yeah. I agree with...
It's a fun fucking movie.
The fact that they're too expensive. I disagree with the price of those tickets, though.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen Shallow Hal in a while. I remember I went to high school with this kid who would always just be like... Is she behind the rhino? Like he always
would
thought,
just say that all the time.
And he's like, it's from Shallow Hal, dude. It's fucking hilarious.
Like, what an odd movie to quote. I was like, no, all of us. Like,
yeah. Say Dumb and Dumber like the rest of us, you fucking chode.
Good, great, grand, wonderful.
Just
no yelling on the
Is that
box.
On there twice?
That's
too?
On there twice, too.
All right. Well, listen, it's hard.
I know. I'm not giving
because I gotta hold the button down and then I gotta find the thing.
I can't complain. I literally do nothing.
No,
for this
but
podcast.
I seriously like. I wish I had, if I had, you know what's funny is
we need Shelby.
In the time that it took me to make the soundboards that we have, I could have learned how to, no, I couldn't have. Probably.
Love yourself?
I could have learned how to love myself. But okay. I even like bought a soundboard, but it only works on the desktop.
Oh, yeah.
There's no good iPad soundboard app. Like, there's like decent ones, but not enough for like this kind of thing. For like silly, quick shit, they make it so that it's for stuff where like, oh, it's radio. Like, oh, I'm going to play like a minute and a half long thing, and it fades into this, and I'm going to click this while it's happening. Yeah. And like, ugh.
I'm not giving you shit.
No, I know. I'm more so upset because I'd like it. I'd like to not spend 3 hours I'd like to not spend 8 hours cutting up silly fucking quotes and then spend three more putting them all on a soundboard because I have to click one thing, push it hard enough, and it's whatever.
It's a hassle, folks.
I'm going to fill you up.
I love it. Don't get me wrong, but I forget to, I got to clean it up. I got to clean it. I'll clean it up. Listen, I'll clean it up.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you may have done this one, but, tell me what you think. It's a old boy, oh boy.
I didn't do that.
Okay.
That's good.
Yep. So he's walking through a hallway with a hammer and you're like, oh boy, old boy, oh boy.
He just hits me in the
face. He's
going
to get me. Yep.
It's just,
welcome to another slap.
Yeah. He just bashes
me. I'm like, what am I
going to
do now, guys? Huh?
I technically have done that, but it's only been in my dreams.
Yeah.
Where I've been like, oh boy. I hope someone hit me in the head with a hammer.
I know from experience, dude.
Did you ever watch?
You know what I mean?
Did you ever watch Spike?
No. Spike Lee's?
Spike Lee's version?
Yeah, the remake? No.
It's all right.
That's what I heard. I heard he was really pissed because...
you know what? I don't dislike it. I'll be fully honest. I don't dislike it at all. Yeah, keep going. Sorry.
I want to see it. Yeah, he was really pissed because the studio was like, we got to put a cut in the hallway scene. And he's like, no.
Oh, yeah.
And they put one in there, and he was really mad.
It doesn't look bad. It's definitely not. I mean, old boy is old boy.
Yeah.
And it's always going to be
old boy.
It's
good, man.
But
talk about revenge flicks, man.
That's fucking, it's a great one.
Yeah.
Woody showed me that
mm-hmm.
for the first time. He was always a great film education for me. Professor.
He was a great father to me.
Even that fat one. You fat bitch!
Now it seems like I didn't even
know,
mean to
hit
a
fat. It seems like we're calling him fat.
Yeah, I don't mean to say that. No,
I called it first.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
But no, he showed me a lot of really dope. Ichi the Killer. You ever seen that?
Yeah, that's a good one. Did you see Killers?
Sounds like I did.
It's pretty. I think it's pretty recent. It's probably like 4 or 5 years old. It's pretty. It's all right. It's too fucking long.
Hmm. I don't think I saw it.
It's like a lesser. What was that one? Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
Ooh, I like that.
It's like a lesser that.
I really like that.
Yeah,
I've watched that a bunch.
I think it might
too,
be
like,
by the same dude actually. But yeah, Before the Devil Knows You're Dead is legit.
I like those actors a lot too. There's a flick called The Man from Nowhere.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
That's a fucking dope revenge flick too. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Okay, those are actually good movies. I got this one. This is Taken 4.
Mm-hmm.
Taken, not Stirred.
Oh, I like that.
Plot of this is some sick son of a bitch steals Liam Neeson's milk.
Wow.
Before he's able to blend in the chocolate syrup. Taken.
Did you wink at me?
Not Stirred. I did, yeah.
I couldn't tell if that was unintentional or not.
No, I did it quick. Taken, not Stirred. It's just too punny. It's,
don't wink at me.
I'm sorry.
Makes it worse.
I didn't mean to do it. It wasn't on purpose.
I think it was funny. I was just like, what the fuck?
About how punny it was.
No, it just hit me too hard. I was like, what the fuck's going on? No.
All right.
I liked it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shame you.
No, that's fine. It's totally okay. I don't think I fully meant to do it even. So
That's what it didn't seem like. It felt like an unconscious thing. So I was just like, I don't know if it was on purpose or not.
I think I was too excited about how dumb and funny that Taken not Stirred was.
Yeah. don't steal anything from Liam Neeson, you idiots.
Don't do it.
All right, I got one. Same title, just different. Like, you say it differently, and there's the tagline. It's a mama. You know that movie?
I can't find it.
No, it's just
mama.
It's a horror movie.
Yeah. That's the noise they make.
You know what? That would actually make that movie so much less scary.
Yeah.
If she was just breastfeeding the whole time. Yeah, and you're just like, oh, that's not as scary as your weird, terrifyingly guttural, like, clicking noises that they did. Holy shit.
People would be doing that instead of the from Hereditary.
Fuck.
Yeah, the tongue click.
That was a good one. I enjoyed that.
It was pretty fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
But
I got four. I got six left.
Okay.
They're pretty fucking terrible. I should have spaced these out.
Oh, that's fine.
They're bad.
I've got a Zero Dark Tooth Hurdy.
I like that.
We don't really need to explain it.
You got a bunch of it. Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
The dentist is wearing night vision while he's ripping out your cavities.
Yeah. It's, you look up from getting your teeth cleaned and it's Osama bin Laden.
Ooh, okay.
It's Zero Dark Tooth Hurdy.
Yeah.
He's like, please rinse now. Would you please rinse?
I got okay, this is, oh, these are all fucking terrible.
I'm saving one to last.
I should have spaced these better out because these are, oh god, these are so bad. But okay, this one's called Did They Ever Catch the Gorilla Who Escaped from the Zoo and Punched You in the Eyes Wide Shut?
Oh, I like that. Yeah. See, we both are doing that now, right?
Yeah. These last six are all just movie quotes.
See, I don't dislike that.
Yeah.
No, I mean the mix into things with the titles.
Yeah.
I don't dislike that.
Yeah, well, when you said mashup, I assumed you were talking about like two movie titles, and that's still
fine.
No,
not even that, but like I thought of a couple.
I thought it, like the rest are all based on sound effects.
It would be like a title, and then it'd be like a thing.
Those are fine, but I gotta find what I got left.
Okay. This one's called The Seventh Sense.
Okay.
So you know the five senses. Mm-hmm. Sight, touch, smell, hearing, taste. The sixth of which is the sight of dead people with unfinished business. Mm-hmm. Ghosts.
Yeah.
The seventh sense, however.
Here's your sign.
Is the taste of dead people with unfinished business.
Ooh.
They forgot to wipe their ass. I don't know.
Oh, that would suck.
I didn't think of what the taste is, but you have to figure it out.
You're just fucking assigned to lick assholes when you're dead?
I just want Haley Joel Osment to lick assholes instead of be in things.
I don't know.
Was that him in it? Was that him that was in it?
Yes, but this is why I'm laughing. Because when I said lick assholes, I went sexual, and you said Haley, and I was like, oh, well, Haley Williams from Paramore? I was like, yeah, that'd be your dream job.
Then, Haley Joel Osment, no?
Yeah, I was like, oh, no, that's not Haley.
Yeah.
No.
I would lick her butt.
I would, too.
I'm not a butt licker.
Yeah, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, I would do it for some.
Yeah. It's not the worst.
No, it's not like horse.
It's not like horse.
Oh no.
Speaking of horse.
Just for the ending.
Oh no.
Just for the last part. Oh, what the fuck is going on?
Okay. Are you trying to hit this?
Yes.
Alright, tell me when.
No.
No, it's not like horse.
Just for that part. Yeah. Yeah.
Alright.
God, I'm fucking done.
Oh, no, you're good. How many do you have left? One.
I got five left.
Two, three, four, five.
Do you have a really good one? Because all mine are not good.
I have like, okay, I think I have like seven.
Okay.
Six or seven left, and maybe three are decent.
Okay. I got it. All right. Well, yeah.
I got one I'll do next. That's really dumb.
Okay. This one's fucking stupid too, but LeBron James and the giant peach.
I like that.
Yeah, we already.
I like that. What is he just dunk the peach?
Yeah.
And you're like, there were.
Vine star.
There were fucking creatures in there that sang and they were trying to go to the Big Apple and you just dunked their asses.
Nope. Doesn't care.
Fucking asshole. He shouldn't be in Space Jam 2, then. That's what I'm saying. Sign the petition.
I agree.
Everyone, sign the petition.
I'm a little upset about a bad sexual episode I had last night.
That's not why.
Mind, Jim.
All right, so here's a movie. It's a sequel. It's called Never Been Jerked Off During the Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's only one guy, and he put a Craigslist ad up about it. You know?
Yeah. Drew Barrymore's not in this one. She's Drew Barryless is in this.
Ooh.
They can kiss my fat vagina.
Wow, Drew.
Do you want me to go again?
I got one.
We're offset, or
yeah, if you want to, yeah.
This one is really dumb. Okay. But it's a movie. It's called Little.
Oh.
It's a sequel to Big.
Oh, okay.
And it's just this really, it's just this grown-up
mm-hmm.
who wishes he was a child. And then he does a bunch of really weird shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He fucks on a keyboard?
Yeah, it's...
He's a gay mod.
Yeah, it's pretty much 21 Pump Street.
Oh, okay.
But younger.
Interesting.
It's not that great.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I hate your stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tim.
I agree.
Didn't mean to upset Daddy. I got this one. All right. It's called, Hey, Girl, Give Me That Puss in Boots.
Ooh. That just sounds like something you would yell at Target.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially
just,
our Target.
Just bust into a Walmart like,
it was me!
Who said that? And then they just...
It was me!
And then they throw you the DVD.
Yeah.
You're like, thank you.
Yeah.
They're like, $5.
He comes
sweetheart.
In here every fucking Wednesday. Yeah. Watch your mouth, sweetheart.
There's a full Puss in Boots movie, isn't there?
Yeah, Galifianakis did a voice for it.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man, I want to watch that. I love cartoon
what's
flicks.
That guy, Antonio Banderas? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis plays Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if I remember
oh,
correctly.
That's fun.
Yeah, dude.
Isn't Antonio Banderas also the Flonase bee or some shit?
Dude, he does everything. I've worked on
when
like,
was the last time you saw The Mask of Zorro?
I've never seen that movie.
Me once.
I want to see it because I know he cuts that girl's dress off and the hair covers her tits. I'm like, move the hair.
Catherine Zeta.
Yeah, she's hot as shit.
I'll see that. I'll let her tits give me cancer in the throat.
I was going to say, yeah. Yeah, I get it, Michael Douglas. Fucking hero.
Michael Slugless.
Yeah.
Hey. All right. This one.
Getting in that pussy hole.
Boots.
This one here is, I like that. There you
go. That was retarded. Stupid, sorry.
This one here, you guys might have heard of. It's called A Clockwork... It's called A Clockwork Orange. You glad I didn't say bananas in my pajamas?
Oh, I like that.
Bananas in pajamas. I wasn't supposed to say in my pajamas. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's just when I am wearing pajamas and I go out.
And you put bananas in them.
Yeah, I go shopping. And I'm sorry... Is that a banana in your pocket or are you just happy to see me? And I'm never happy to see anyone. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, it's a banana, you asshole. And then I just hand it to him and I'm like,
I wrote a stupid thing in my notebook that was like the new version, like today's version of, is that a banana in your pocket or are you happy to see me? Is like, is that a healing crystal in your pocket?
Oh,
that's stupid.
I like that.
I don't like doing topical shit, but you know,
it's hard.
Someone's got to take down these fucking tarot card reading, crystal collecting.
Well, you know,
people. I'm sick
hard,
of it. It's
what's
so
hard
stupid.
Is that you could tell me that joke and I could be like, I don't really.
Yeah.
I don't really. But then you could do it on stage.
Yeah.
Out here,
yeah,
especially,
and
people
more,
could be like,
I did like that lady who was like, I don't remember the whole joke, but she was just like, all witches have big tits.
That was very funny.
That was fucking funny, but yeah. I don't remember the whole thing, but yeah, that made me laugh.
That was the only funny part, is lies, because she went on for some real long thing about...
Can't be a witch. They all have big tits or something. She had big tits, too.
She was like, I knew she was a witch. She had big tits.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, all witches have big tits.
Yeah. I think she said titties.
Titties.
That's what made it funny. Yeah. But she's right.
I agree.
Elvira.
I will suck your fucking dick. I will let you fuck me.
The music.
Yeah, bend over and take it up the tailpipe dream.
That's a movie
pipe dream. Yeah, I've seen it. No, I haven't.
That's when someone really wants,
bends over and really wants to surf well.
You know, I was gonna say,
that's what it's about.
You're like, someone surfs. That's all I know about it. But you're like, hey, you surf really well, but you're not taking advantage of it.
Let's get some. Surfing.
You're not surfing. Surf. So guess what? I'm gonna bend you over and take it up your tailpipe. Surf.
Mm-hmm. Lee Pipes.
Yeah.
The clothing brand.
The Lee Pipes.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know which one I'm save. I'm gonna save that.
He
one.
He needs some milk.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Okay, so we've got Speed 3.
Ooh.
Houston, we have a problem.
Okay.
And this movie is about some people who get into the space shuttle and they cannot travel below 17,000 miles per hour or else it'll blow up.
Yeah. You know why?
She's the one that gets plastered and calls him a retard.
It's called the Challenger.
Yeah.
That's all.
The mentally challenged.
I mean, your boobs are huge.
That's what I meant.
I mean, I want to squeeze them.
The mentally challenger?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but don't go below 17,000 miles per hour.
Zones.
Or don't go below 3 chromosomes.
Yeah. All right. We should just cut all that and kill
myself.
I think
I have one.
I got one more and it's...
Two. I have 3 left.
Okay. Oh, I have 2 left. I skipped one. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Do you want me to go then? Because you have 2.
Are yours good?
I saved, I think, my best ones.
Okay, we'll end on yours.
But I don't like to say that either because then when they're bad...
No, it's like... fine. I don't think these are very good. So right.
The last one, the one that I like the most is dumb.
That's fine.
Because of a dumb reason.
Yeah, we'll like it. Yeah.
But
I got one. It's called I'm Sorry Because Your Black Snake Moan.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Why aren't you getting bought? I'm sorry. Is it because your black snake moan?
Oh, my neck! My back! My back.
Everyone's too afraid to watch or rent you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I know that. All right. So this one is called Jaws 5.
Oh, yeah.
Goat in the water.
Oh, I like that.
And goat the main quote from it is, we're going to need a bigger goat. So dumb.
No, that's great, dude.
But yeah, I mean, they start throwing pygmy goats in.
Yeah.
And the sharks eat them up.
Nathan,
they're trying. They're trying to make them choke.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they eat people. And so they're like, yo,
that's your business model.
We're going to need a bigger...
Dusty old queef.
We're going to need a bigger goat.
That's forgot about it. That one. Yeah.
Watch your profanity.
Dude, we've gone out in these past 2 episodes.
Yeah, I've got this like other that. One. It's called a...
Whoa, big cans on this queefer.
I did try to make a movie off of that, and I was like, there's no fucking...
No, no.
No.
Wait.
Queefer Sutherland.
The Big Green is what I thought of. Whoa, Big Green on that queefer.
Oh, okay.
Like
I
that,
can see that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else offhand right now.
No. What's this one?
That's so stinky fart.
We haven't done that in a chunk.
No, we haven't had any farts in a while. We're sorry to our true fans hate us.
All right, I got 2 left.
I got, all right, this will be my last one. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Da-na-na. Okay.
That was a good one.
Yeah, thank you. Even that fat one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
How? That's my question.
Yeah.
I'll watch that movie just because of the title.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah. It comes in.
How did that happen?
Oh, wrong one. Nope.
Where my pie?
I'm on the wrong page.
Are you?
No.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I don't know where this thing is.
I thought it was.
You want me to take 2?
Yep, take 2. Hold on.
It is on the side closest to you. I remember that. But I may have pressed it already. Yeah, it's right. No, that's woo-wee. No. It might be on the next page.
There's only 2, though. I only add stuff to 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I thought there was 3. No? Uh-oh.
Oh, they're
right here. Oh, shit. Okay.
Just these 2.
One flew over the... Okay. Even that fat one...
Even that fat one!
Flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Woo!
All right, let's try it again. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right, you need
to... Let me get in the zone.
Okay.
I'll give you a 3-2, and then we're going to go. 3-2.
Even that fat one!
Flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Woo!
Damn. If that ain't teamwork, you know what that's called?
What's the matter with you, boy? You stupid to do what your coach tells you?
No, hey, everybody. I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
I love that.
It's so too much. Good.
Yeah. We nailed it.
I think that was great. Okay. So you have no more?
Mm-mm.
I have 2.
I'm dry.
So I've got Pinocchio 2, Pants on Fire.
Okay.
In this,
I like it.
He's a boy now. He's a real boy. His nose no longer grows when he lies.
Okay.
Which is great for him.
Yeah.
You know, because he's a real boy.
Mm-hmm.
But every time he lies, he does catch on fire.
Yeah.
His whole body catches fire.
Yeah, I like that.
Pants on fire.
Yeah.
So, very funny to watch someone who lies, even like white lies.
Yeah.
Black lies, especially.
Mm-hmm.
They matter. But
Where were you on that one, dipshit?
Thank you so much. last one here. Last sequel here.
Yeah.
It's I think you've heard of it. It's called Edward Mr. Hands.
Oh, jeez.
Have you heard of it?
Oh, yeah.
It's it's the movie of how the horse from Mr. Ed made his snus film. Snuff. Yeah. Snuff.
You got a great haircut. Snuff. I was like, I'm ready for my close-up.
Yeah, snuff film my close debut. Butt. Edward Mr. Hands.
Jeez.
It's like, a horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one would want all their force, of course, that is, of course. Unless the horse is the famous Mr. Hands. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer called intercourse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Hands. Had you ever heard
the song?
The song from Mr. Ed before this?
No, I think that'll help it get sold.
Me neither.
Yeah.
That was the song from Mr. Ed.
Damn. I like it. Did they put peanut butter in his asshole to make it talk? I don't know.
They put peanut butter on his dick
to
help him kill that white guy.
Yeah.
Boink! Dead baby, dead baby.
Yeah, that was right. Mr. Ed working.
Tony was talking to me about how haggard that whole story was, and I wish I knew it better. I don't think I need to, though.
No.
Because we don't need to talk about it on here.
Oh, no, fuck.
Oh,
what?
I just said, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He on X Games mode.
It's too much.
Yeah.
You out of squeakles?
Yes, I am.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick 15-second break of Don't Wake Daddy.
Don't wake Daddy.
The game where you've got to sneak into the kitchen for a snack without waking Daddy. Land on a noise, and you have to press Daddy's alarm clock. Will he wake up?
Back to bed.
Don't wake Daddy.
My Parker Brothers.
I love the idea that, A, you're not allowed to have a snack without Daddy's knowledge.
Yeah.
But B, that his kryptonite is you resetting his alarm clock.
Yeah.
Like, because he's got his alarm set every... It's like he's on snooze all night,
mm-hmm.
just in case someone wakes up to steal his snacks.
Yeah.
Like, do I work this much for you to eat my fucking snacks? Instead of just locking them up like Bledsoe,
he
just leaves them open. And then keeps an alarm.
Yeah.
That silly. So he never gets to sleep ever.
Nope. That's why he's so grumpy.
Yeah. So reset that alarm and you get some of his snacks. All they are pickles. Pickles and jerky.
Mm.
Hey, those are great snacks.
Hey, yeah. That's all I live by.
Don't wake Daddy.
Yeah.
All
right.
I'm surprised no one's done like a silly like rapper thing or something where it's like, smoke a fatty.
Oh, probably.
Some shit like that.
I mean, hey, man.
It's got to be something.
Put that up tomorrow. I mean, the rap world just lost.
I
don't even know how to say his fucking name.
Two people, though.
XX Tension.
Triple X Tentation or some shit.
I don't know how to say his fucking name.
But somebody else died, too.
Who?
I don't know.
Lil Pump?
Rick Polo or some shit.
Who the fuck is Rick Polo?
That's not his name at all.
Oh.
I don't know. I was looking at Instagram. The only reason I know is because of World Star on
Instagram. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, all these new rappers.
But
But yeah, you know, put that up.
Two people.
Who cares?
Two rappers died.
Whatever.
It's unfortunate, but
yeah.
don't squeak, caddies.
Bagger Vance.
Sorry.
It's okay. All right, you want to name this fucking thing?
You guys, we're at that point in the episode where it's been an entire two episodes now, and we're ready to be done. You know it. We blow it. I've only written down two things because I'm terrible at this.
Kiss my ass!
and you can kiss my ass.
Yep.
I
wrote down a handful. I don't know. What do you got?
I wrote down vampire in your eye.
Okay.
I thought that was clever, though, mostly. It doesn't work for a picture. And then I just wrote down brown eye. Which isn't, that's not going to really do anything, but I think I was trying to remind myself to say something about.
I wrote down right eye connects to the brown eye.
I like that.
I think that's what you're trying to.
That's what I was trying to do. I just wrote down, like, quick write something to remember to talk about.
Yeah, so I got right eye connects to the brown eye.
Mm-hmm.
I got hug club. Zune. I don't know, something you can do with Zune.
I like that.
The fertilizer, stinkwool, or fight or flight club.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are a lot of really good ones.
Mm-hmm.
If I could have had one of those for the last episode.
Oh, yeah.
There's... all right, one more time.
Right eye connects to the brown eye.
That's my favorite.
Hug club.
I like that too, though.
Something with Zune.
I like that though. Also, I just love the really vague shit.
Yeah,
because it always turns out really weird.
Yeah,
because I have no idea what to do with it. All right, keep going.
The fertilizer.
The fertilizer is very good.
Stinkwool.
Stinkwool.
Fight or Fight Club. Fight or Flight Club. Why can't I fucking say that?
I gotcha. I heard it.
Or Flight Club. Fight or Flight Club. I can't fucking say that.
I like it. It's difficult.
I'm just getting dumber and dumber as the, it's like, I'm just fucking.
Will you shut up? Shut up! Shut up!
Well, can I?
Shut up!
Okay. I like that.
I'd like to rewatch that movie again. Man, I don't know if I want to just pick one.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Well, no, if I don't pick one, though, I got to write them all down. Otherwise, I got to
I have them all written
them,
down. I can text it to you.
Give them to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. I'm gonna not pick anything.
Yeah.
Maybe what? Maybe I can mix and match.
Okay.
Maybe if I like one of these, this is the benefit of BTS behind the scenes of recording two at once. That maybe I could steal like a fun title for one.
Oh,
and use that on the first
I
one.
I like that little.
So I might do that. Yeah. So hey, who knows? Who knows what'll happen? I did that on accident once, and you guys got. You guys got.
I didn't know if it was gonna play. I was just trying to pull it up.
You guys got a title for one that didn't make sense because I fucked it up and we switched them all around. But
okay.
I don't know. I mean.
Accidentally, I didn't tell you this.
What?
Do you want me to out myself?
Did you delete everything off the podcast?
No, I made a boo-boo once. So I copied and pasted an old link from an episode like 3 or 4 episodes ago. Oh, no, this is what happened. On the outline, it had the wrong episode number. And I didn't check. So I just put in, and I copied and pasted a link from like 4 episodes ago. So I just put it like, it was like 79. And then it updated and it said it was fine and updated. But then like I checked it in the morning and it was for an episode like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And then I fixed it. So.
Oh, you mean like you put in.
Like episode 70. Link. Yeah, yeah. For episode like 79 when it was actually like 80 or something.
No, I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I woke up and I always check like because I have them automatically down my phone.
Oh,
like,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
I checked and I was like, this isn't right. And I fixed it. And then I went to work. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
So wait, how'd you know it wasn't right?
Because I listened to it.
Oh, okay.
I always like play it a little bit to make sure it's the right episode and shit.
Hear the song.
Yeah, yeah.
At least. Yeah, and know. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, uh-oh, we already did this song, Iris Dement.
But, yeah, I do it. Hey, it's a lot. It's a fucking lot of shit, especially when we did the fucking, the year one.
Yeah.
That one fucked me up. I fucked that whole thing up. And then I was drunk and
I posted
trying to fix it.
At the wrong time, like, too.
There was a ton of shit that happened that just went wrong with that. There was just,
okay.
It was just too much.
That's okay. It's all fun.
We appreciate those who are listening.
Yep.
We act like there's a ton of people listening.
There are. There are 5 billion listeners. They make them all in China. It's mandatory to listen to the podcast.
I hope so. I hope they're just making sneakers and listening to us.
Yeah.
Like,
hey, our life isn't so bad.
Shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
Throw us some sneaks.
Yeah. That'd be great.
That'd be really sweet of you guys. But
anyways. Yeah. What were we talking about? I don't even know what we're talking about.
I can't even remember.
Oh, we're talking about mixing. You're like, I'll maybe use an episode title for this episode.
Oh, yeah, because I think there was a time that it was like, we're like, well, let's do this one first, but this one's technically episode 78, and this one's, but we're gonna do episode 78 first.
Yep.
But we're going to do episode 78 second.
Yeah.
But we're going to do episode 79 first.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, hey, you guys... I mean, we're at the end of episode 81.
Yeah.
I could have said it last episode, but it's pretty wild. We're getting close to 100 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty neat. I'm psyched about it.
Yeah.
Technically, we cheated.
Yeah, who cares?
Because of trying to get to episode 69. But hey, guess what? Fuck you.
Yeah, if you ain't cheating, you're gay.
Yeah, that's what my dad used to say, at least. Hey.
Right, where can these idiots find you?
Yeah, we're being too
these
silly.
These fine folks find
all
you.
All right, my name is Jacob Allen Kuban. You can find me online at Jacob Allen Kuban. JACOBALANKUBON. Check that shit out. I just tweeted the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Like, now it'll be like a week and a half ago. Some really dumb shit. I was upset about my coworker. I tweeted about it. Brennan Schoen, shout out to you.
Oh, yeah, he's a good
for
dude.
Hollering right back to me about it.
He always does it.
I love that. Awesome.
He's a good dude.
Find me on Twitter. Find me on Instagram. I try to post pictures more. I'm going to try even better to do so instead of just taking pictures for other people and then deleting them because I hate my own face. Maybe I'll put them out there. Who knows? I got a Moist Junk. Go to moistjunk.com. Check that out. I'm going to try to post more pictures. I've been trying to do that. If you follow it, you've seen it. If you haven't, you haven't. So go check out Moist Junk on Instagram, on Twitter. It's Moist Junk Shop. On Facebook, it's Moist Junk. Check it out. Ton of pictures. If you own any Moist Junk, take a picture of yourself in it. I'll put you online. I'll put you on the fucking thing. It'll be fun. Also, hit me up. Maybe I'll send you some neat shit. Go to HowSadness.com. Listen to the podcast there. Check out anything we're doing. Anything like that. Who knows? We might surprise you with something weird. It's always different. Mm-hmm. Check out the blah, 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 blah images and all that shit. Casey, what do you got for him?
Casey underscore Stoddard, all lowercase. Respect my privacy. You can follow me. Just leave me alone, please.
Yeah, just let him be. If he asks a question, then respond.
Yeah.
Don't just yell at him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He doesn't even say anything, and you guys are yelling at him.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Leave me alone.